It is Locked On Jazz for the 10th of August. Where do we stand right now? How is the playoff seeding playing? An amazing game against Denver, and we'll break down where some of the guys are. It's all coming up on today's edition of Locked On Jazz. How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers, and hopefully making it way better to be a Jazz fan. Today's show brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Wow, what a game against Denver. What a game against Denver. How fun was that? And a possible playoff preview. Is it a playoff preview? Let's dig into this and try to see if we can make some sense out of where things stand right now. So the Jazz play the Mavericks today. This gets simple. If the Jazz win today, the Jazz will be at least the sixth seed. Okay, so that's fact one. Jazz win today, they're at least the 60. The Jazz are 43-27. If they were to lose both times, they could finish 43-29. If the Mavericks won out, they could finish 45-30. And so the Jazz need one Maverick loss or one Jazz loss. Just one. They'll get two today, or one Jazz win or one Maverick loss, and the Jazz secure sixth. So that could happen. And the Mavericks are not playing Luka Doncic or Kristaps Porzingis. Donovan's on our injured list, but we'll see. So that's the first part of where this sits. Now, the Jazz are at 43-27. Oklahoma's at 43-26. Oklahoma has the tiebreaker against us, I believe, with the win the other day. Just to review, by the way, we beat Oklahoma City on the opening night of the season. We lost to Oklahoma City on December 9th. And then the game that never was played. So then when we lost to them on August 1st, we lost the season series to Oklahoma City 2-1. Oklahoma City and the Jazz will actually play the same amount of games. So if the Jazz were to lose one more game, or the Oklahoma City Thunder were to win two more games, or a combination, magic number of two, Jazz losses and Thunder wins, then Oklahoma City is guaranteed the spot ahead of the Jazz. So again, the Jazz, the way this works, number one is if we win today and beat Dallas, we're guaranteed to not be seven. If we decide to lose to San Antonio, we could secure sixth if we wanted to. A Jazz loss and a Thunder win, or two Thunder wins, secures Thunder ahead of us. The Thunder play Phoenix today. By the time we play, actually, you know, we would know that. It doesn't really impact what we do today. Okay? Then there's Houston. And there's LA Clippers, and there's Denver at the top to try to see what you want to do. So let's start with the Clippers and Denver. If the Denver Nuggets win out, they beat the LA Lakers today, they beat the LA Clippers 2 days from now, and they win their closing game against a Toronto team that has nothing to play for, the Denver Nuggets become the 2 seed. The Nuggets actually control, after the Clippers' inexplicable loss to Brooklyn, the Denver Nuggets control if they're the 2 seed. So you can try all this you wanted to get into the 6 seed to play Denver, if that's who you want to play. But until Denver loses, that actually could be the Clippers. Just to make things. And it's why everyone was trying to say that the Jazz intentionally lost the other night. I don't think that's the case. There's a back-to-back. Everyone seems to be resting their guys on back-to-backs. The Jazz did that. Now, the flip side wild card here is, let's say Denver loses a game. the rest of the, one more the rest of the way. And they finish, or if they actually were to lose two games, and they were to finish 47-26. All of a sudden, Houston, with three more games left, could finish 47-25. Now, Denver would have to lose two more times. I think that's unlikely, but Houston wraps this thing up by playing at against San Antonio on the 11th, against Indiana on the 12th, and then Philadelphia on the 14th, on the final day of the season. So there's still a possibility that Houston could win all three games, Denver loses two, and Houston ends up the three seed. Is your head spinning yet? Well, there's a simultaneously a possibility that Houston, that Denver ends up the two seed. Now, the complete total wild card here that seems unlikely, but is worth at least mentioning if we're running through where we stand and all of the possibilities, is that the LA Clippers have not played well. They have two games left. They play Denver. We just talked about that. And then they play Oklahoma City. If the LA Clippers and the Houston Rockets, if the Houston Rockets win out, we just ran their schedule, totally possible, and the LA Clippers lose out, both teams are 47-25. What? Yes, both teams are 47-25. The Rockets on November 13th beat the Clippers. On November 22nd, lost to the Clippers. On December 19th, beat the Clippers. And I think then lost to them on March 5th. So they are tied at 2-2. And I would guess that the next thing goes to conference standings, at which point, by the time we get to this point in time, if I have it right, they would be tied again. And then I have no idea what we do, honestly. So there is a possibility still that the Clippers could actually slide to 4 and end up with the Lakers in the second round. So what we do know is that the Jazz win today. They're not 7th. Fine. That was kind of the goal coming in. But the goal coming in was to not be 7th, to avoid the Clippers, and we actually no longer know the Clippers are going to be 2. So you could end up with the Clippers at 3. And we won't know that really until Denver and the Clippers play. It's really crazy. It's really crazy. All right, let's get into what was a absolutely fabulous, out of this world, unbelievably great game against the Denver Nuggets, and talk about that matchup as we continue here on Locked On Jazz. Murdoch Chevy's got amazing deals going on for you right now. They've got a super lineup of trucks. If you're looking for a truck or a big SUV, really, I'm not sure there's anyone that equals what Chevy has for you, right? We're talking the Silverado truck. We're talking the Colorado truck. We're talking all the uniqueness. I mean, Chevy is Americana. It is kind of, they built this thing as perfectly as you can. That's 2020 Silverado 1500 is just, it's an incredible, incredible vehicle. And the Colorado truck, a little smaller, more versatile, just terrific. You know the Tahoe, you know the Suburban, you know the big SUVs, you know the Traverse and the Equinox, because that's the next size down, and they're equally as terrific. All going on at Woods Cross, also up in Logan. Stop by and see what's taking place. The Murdoch Sure program is there for you as well, making sure that you get a safe and comfortable environment for you. It's Murdoch Chevy. If you're going to head over there, feel free to email me first at dlock09@gmail.com. Today's show is also brought to you by our friends over at Rock Auto. If you're a car person and you're working on your cars, nothing can be more annoying than going to those brick and mortar stores, having the prices based on what their inventory is increasing. That's not how Rock Auto works. A family-run business has been serving auto customers online for 20 years. The straightforward, old-school approach of making sure that you can shop for your auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers, get exactly what you need, and a very unique catalog that is remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts for your vehicle. Choose the brands and specifications and prices you prefer. No bells, no whistles, just straightforward. Best of all, the prices at rockauto.com are reliably low and the same for professionals as they are for do-it-yourselfers. Why spend twice as much for the same parts just because of inventory? Go to rockauto.com, see all the parts and trucks for your need, right? Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us selection. Amazing selections, reliably low prices, all the parts you ever will need. rockauto.com. What a ball game the other night. What a game. How fun. Some incredible notes on that game. But if you missed it, the Jazz jumped up to an 18-point lead, shooting 60%, having this incredible shooting. And Ron and I opened the second half and said, we know that this is going to be a close game again. And then not only was it a close game, but the Jazz were dead to right numerous times and were able to fire back. And Donovan Mitchell willed them to overtime and then a second overtime, played mammoth minutes. Rudy fouled out. Jokic made amazing plays. Really was just the superstars were out of this world in that game. I mean, there's some, and I got to say, I respect Denver. I've said numerous times, Denver's a team I'd want to play in the playoffs. They've lost home court advantage. All these various things. You know, at some point, you just got to stop and tip your hat to Denver because you know what they do is they win. Right, they were the 2 seed last year. They're on the verge of being the 2 seed again this year, possibly. And you know, guys like me are just kind of continually breaking it down and trying to get, you know, give you the various reasons why you can go beat them. And you know what? No one does. Right? Like one of the things that I talk about is that they live on their offensive rebounding. Well, guess what? They live on their offensive rebounding. And I've implied that that'll fall apart. Well, guess what? Like, they lived on offensive rebounding, and they beat us. Fourth quarter the other night, fourth quarter in overtime, Jokic had 14 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals in 15 minutes. Jamal Murray had 13 points on 6 of 14. They just ran through those two guys every play. Donovan Mitchell had 24 points on 8 of 23 shooting. We did miss a bunch. Going to clutch time, we had 10 minutes of clutch time in that game. And some of the numbers, I mean, the stars were just out of this world. We'll get into some of the X's and O's too. But so in the final 10 minutes of this game, actually, take it back, 15 minutes of this game, Donovan had 22 points. Conley went 3 of 7 for 9 points. Joe Ingles had the other field goal. We really fell apart offensively. We started the fourth quarter 4 of 20. Jokic had 14 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and ran everything through him with Jamal Murray. I'll give Mike Malone a lot of credit. There's been a buzz, if you listen to Locked On Nuggets, there's been a buzz around the Nuggets about Michael Porter Jr., rightfully so. He's been amazing. And you wondered, like, whether or not, you know, is he the next guy? Is it he and Jokic? Jamal Murray was his first game back from a hamstring. And he played the final 15 minutes. He played, like, 40 minutes on the first game back from a hamstring. And he was gassed. And they left no doubt that he was the guy. Like, it's a little subtle thing to the locker room. But instead of pulling him or letting him be tired or doing something else, Mike Malone just stayed with him on an absolutely just kind of relentlessly proving that he was the guy and showing he's the guy. I pause right there because the story just came across my ticker or whatever you want to call it, that NBA teams that have been mathematically eliminated on or before August 12th will depart campus immediately after their final game has ended. Following game, teams will shower in designated rooms, receive meals, and then take a bus to the airport. As I read this on the first recording, I misunderstood the tweet, thinking it meant that once they were eliminated, they would leave the bubble, but it is after their final game, which does mean teams will be completely packed up by the time they go to the arena for the final game and might not be fully engaged. But for a while, I misread that tweet to think that maybe the Jazz actually wouldn't have a final opponent. That's not accurate. So I have deleted a portion of the show because while it broke, I misunderstood it. And now we move back to where the conversation went naturally. Thank you. Here's another wild part about that Jazz game against Denver. Back to where I was a minute ago before so rudely interrupting myself. The Jazz got 68 uncontested shots that game. 68. They went 33 of 68 on uncontested shots, 49%. It's a lot. The thing about Denver is the Jazz get shots off against them. And if you want to talk about like who do we want to play and things like that, I think the answer is Denver because you can get shots off. But for really, other than that, you got to give Denver just a great deal of credit. The Jazz went on catch and shoot. We're 21 of 38 on catch and shoot threes against Denver. And 1 for 17 on an off the bounce three. 21 of 38 on catch and shoot three-pointers and 1 of 17 on off the bounce. Kind of amazing. Not kind of amazing. Totally amazing. The Nuggets lived on two plays late in that game that made it that the Jazz had a hard time guarding, and I'm not sure the Jazz have an answer for. I'll give those to you here in just 1 second. Today's show is brought to you by Crown Ogden. Matt Lund and the crew of Crown Ogden are doing great work for Locked On. They can do the same for you. There's so many things that Matt can do. One of them he can do is simply, if you get in touch, we'll get you in touch with him, send him your logo and he can just make your logo pop. And the coolest thing about that is in this day and age where companies aren't together and people aren't spending the same time together, these little type of awards and things of that nature are probably more important than ever before. And so in turn, this is a great opportunity for you as a business to show your employees that they matter, what's going on, and how important they are to you with awards. We're doing a huge run right now on Locked On. I mean, huge run on Locked On for our staff. Why? Because one, what Matt's work is has been great. And two, maybe the most thing is it's really important for us to help out our and show that sign to our hosts. So you can send him a logo, a budget piece. He'll send you virtual concepts. Pick which concept you like. You can make an adjustment you need and nail down the final design and send you pricing. Get you within inside your budget and you get final approval. It's incredible. He's done bunch of things for Locked On that are really, really cool. He's made our shirts, our hats, our Yeti mugs, our sweatshirts, our long sleeve t-shirts. He's done it all at Crown Ogden. So give Matt, reach out. You can get Crown Ogden on Facebook. You can reach out and email him at crownogden@gmail.com or you can call Matt directly at 801-621-2055. That's 801-621-2055. It might be that you're sitting in a chair all day. It might be that you're a pseudo professional athlete. It might be that you're nearing 50 and having a crisis about it so that you're mountain biking too much every day. Whatever it might be, everyone needs support to make it through the day. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient, easy-to-use roller and shareable squeeze tube. CBD Recovery combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like Arnica and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters most. And to make it easier, just try the amazing duo of topicals and everything else at CBDMD. With 25% off your next order, use the promo code NP B-A. I know some people might have had a problem with that promo code. We think we've got that fixed. If you do, please email me and let us know. Once again, it's CBDMD.com. Promo code NBA for 25% off your purchase. Superior CBD oil products from CBDMD. So Denver was running two plays. And they were killers. One, and they're the inverse of each other. One is, and they ran this predominantly during the early part of the game. Jokic has the ball. Gobert's guarding. They come and set a pick on Jokic with the point guard. And Rudy, like, this isn't something Rudy's done very often where he has to, like, be the one being picked and get off of it. So in turn, and it's usually at the free throw line pretty deep, so in turn it becomes a switch, and next thing you know, Mike Conley is guarding Jokic. It's brutal. Now Jokic is backing in, you bring a double, he's passing the shooter, it's brutal. The second one is they just ran Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic in the middle of the floor, perfectly spaced, handoffs, one after another, after another, after another, late in the game. And what's tricky about it is they'll set it up. Jokic gets the pass, top of the key, free throw line area. Jamal Murray will come like on a pin down to get the ball and a handoff. If he doesn't get it, he just circles back, gets it the next time. You give it to him. Rudy backs off. The guard goes under on Murray. Then all he does is flip it back to Jokic and they run it again, but now they're 5 feet lower than they were the first time. It's an incredibly good play. And there's really, honestly, not a huge amount I think that you can do about it. You're going to have to send a double into it early. Now you've got Jokic just conducting and working it. They ran Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic pick and roll 25 times and scored 17 points off those 16 direct chances for 17 points. That is a high rate. 1.06 is a really high rate. The Jazz did some really neat stuff with open side pick and rolls in that game. Opened up some beautiful matchups. And then they adjusted. And then they started fully switching. And in the switches, they got the Jazz into a little bit of one-on-one and off the bounce three games to the ball movement game. The other part of that ball game that was so interesting is the Torrey Craig matchup on Donovan Mitchell. Donovan came in 3 of 18 shooting against Torrey Craig prior to the game. He was better this game, but not a lot better. His effective field goal percentage was 39% against Torrey Craig on 13 shots. So that, you know, that's not great. Basically, he went 3 for 13 against Torrey Craig. Donovan is now 6 of 31 in 3 games against Torrey Craig. What gets super interesting if we play a playoff series against Denver, which is, I think, still the most likely scenario, is they get Gary Harris and Will Barton back. How do they keep Torrey Craig on the floor? We want Torrey Craig off the floor. I would rather have Gary Harris or Will Barton on the floor than Torrey Craig if I'm the Jazz playing the Nuggets. Torrey Craig has Donovan Mitchell 6 of 31 in 3 games. That's pretty outstanding. And so what can we do? Or what is it do to them that they have to keep Torrey Craig on the floor all the time? Because Barton's going to want to play, Harris is going to want to play, Michael Porter Jr. is going to play, Paul Millsap hardly played the other day. It's almost like they got too many guys. They traded Mikal Beasley and Juan Hernan Gomez just because they basically had too many guys and they needed to get Porter Jr. to start playing. If we play him in the playoffs, he also got to find a way to guard Jokic, and I don't know that there's an answer. Rudy and he matched up 66 times against each other. According to Second Spectrum, and Rudy actually did a half-decent job. He had 24 points on 18 shots, which is a lot, but it's not a ton. But the thing is, he just does so much for everyone else. They had 56 points out of it. You know, they get something eventually. Royce O'Neal did a really nice job on Michael Porter Jr. in that game. Be interesting to see what level the Jazz players are today. I mean, Donovan played 47, Joe played 46, Conley played 46, Rudy played 41.
And we really are right now what we go as Joe goes. You know, we're as good as Joe is. Without Bogey, with Conley and Donovan being pretty consistent, we are what Joe is. He was pretty good the other night. Minus 24, though, in his 46 minutes, which was surprising. Hard to complain about 13 assists and 11 points. It does seem that that minus 24 seems a little sketchy. You know, single game plus minus is always a little weird. Mia One played 10 rotation minutes against Denver. Seems super comfortable. May have earned that spot. Moutier had a little bit, was nicked. I don't think Moutier is on the injury report today. At least not that I saw. It'll be interesting to see. I would suspect that Mia One has those rotation minutes right now. And stays with those rotation minutes. Jordan Clarkson went back to 25 minutes, which I think is actually the right thing for him. You know, I don't know how we cover it. He was 6 of 14, 5 of 9 from 3, got hot. George Niang hit 3 of 5 from 3, so good to see that back. Tony Bradley is 13 of his last 15 from the field and playing much better. By the way, Jokic final play where he gets the layup late, Royce O'Neal guarding. Give credit to Mike Malone. That floor is spread so perfectly that there was no way anybody could get to help Royce O'Neal. He would have loved to run a double team there with 3.1 seconds left. There was no one close. That was just a beautiful game. A lot of coaching adjustments. Great players being great late. Incredible drama. Never say die. Give Denver great credit. They've now won 19 games where they've trailed at the half. They just deserve a lot of credit. Pretty wild stuff. Great game. All right, we'll go after Dallas today. Thanks so much for tuning in to Locked On Jazz. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Ron and I on the call today. Thanks so much. We'll have a great one. Monday edition of Locked On NBA is Josh Lloyd with the local experts on the biggest stories. I look forward to letting you listen to that. So why don't you tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of podcast Locked On NBA.